Whew, I got brain freeze. So the other day, I was talking to someone I met about the stock market. He was talking to me about day trading, level 2 data, data books, order sheets. They talked about how when you get an order sheet, you see all the different prices that a commodity can have. And you got a commodity, let's say silk, which these prices are going to be completely inaccurate because I'm pulling this out of my ass. So you got silk going at fucking $4 to $8 per pound is what they got the order books at. The companies will try to keep their orders for that thing within that range. But there are forces out there that, despite the invisible hand and fucking whatnot, making sure that capitalism is a free and democratic society where everyone gets the chance to be as free as every other man, there's something unnatural and contrary to that element of liberty that the capitalist world talks about. And that's that there's companies out there that can just put the prices for their stocks at whatever they want. And they just flip the entire market either way, super high or super low, because they have enough resources to just change the entire market of the whole world in half an hour or an hour, whenever they like. And you're still told that you have the ability to go out and be free? If you go out and be free, you'll be stomped and crushed. You're probably listening to this in a democratic, independent country. So let me ask you, if you're so free, okay, let me phrase this a little bit different. Is there anything out there that you're scared to talk about? Are there things out there that you're scared to do financially because you'll be stomped the fuck out like a rat? How free is that world then? I know I am. I know I'm terrified to do things. Things that aren't even bad, morally. Just things I'm terrified to do because there's repercussions. Repercussions not from the law, from God, but from those who don't want you to do what you can do. The ones with all the money and all the power. The ones who take people away in black suits and black cars. If we live in such a free and beautiful fucking world, where the government is true to equality, how come it sells drugs that you can't sell on the street? How come it does shit every day? Every day that would give anybody a life sentence or worse. Or have them branded as a fucking criminal. Why are we these free fucking countries? The States especially, who's always been about being the good guy, is their image. How come they're letting all those people just get fucking murdered and sterilized in China right now? Makes me sick. It makes me very sick. What happened to you, humanity? Where did it go? Where are your claws and teeth? You fucking sheep, you disappoint me. I disappoint myself. I still haven't fucking done anything, and I want to so bad. There's so many times where it feels like All I got is this big boulder in front of me. A boulder the size of a fucking mountain. And I gotta push through it in my lifetime. Make a hole. Cut it in half or something. Just break it. And all I get is my fists. But you know what? I'm still gonna keep on hitting it until my knuckles are bloody. Or the boulder moves an inch and it kills me. Because what the fuck else am I gonna do? There's a lot of answers for that. There's a lot of answers of things I could do. But all of them are letting the bad guys get away, I guess you could say. All the people who've hoped for the world to change or have a revolutionary idea or thought of fucking mind or any type of radicalization at all, they're all busy thinking Jesus is gonna come fucking save them. Jesus came down to die for your sins, not solve your problems. He didn't come down to be like, okay, you guys are all sheep now. He came to absolve you. He came hoping you'd know what's right and wrong. He came to talk against the Pharisees, against the authorities that were. He was a king of humanity who died for humanity to be free. I.e., we have no kings. So why, if we have no kings, do we worship some stupid piece of fucking paper like it's a god? Days I just feel robbed. I feel robbed because there was so much beauty in this world. There was so much just open space. And because the time I was born, I'm never going to be able to be part of that. And then I look at the way that the system works and stuff with economics and just oil and gas and mass production, all that bullshit. It makes me think, man, future generations are still getting robbed. We're not even going to have a blue ocean one day. We're not going to have nothing. And, you know, it's sad because there's so many different ways it could have changed. Can change. And I want to be a part of that so bad. I just want to cut off the heads of the tyrant. Something to that effect. Something tantamount to that. But man, what do you do? Fuck, I wish it was as easy as just recruiting a militia and running up on the bad guy and gunning him down, but it's not that simple. The bad guys have designed the beasts that they've created to live on its own without the heads. Everyone will still just be cogs in this machine, still just, hey, sheep and fools. Family used to be really religious. Well, I come from a religious-ish family. I was really religious at one point. Anyways. They talk about the Antichrist in the Bible, right, where it's supposed to turn everyone away from God and blah, 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 all that bullshit. How there's supposed to be some false prophet or whatever out there. Honestly, I think it's already here. The Antichrist. It's the world we live in today. It's the lie we've been told. It's the thing that's turned us all into lambs, into sheep, which we're not. We got barbarian blood, all of us, at some point or another. You're probably related to a killer earlier down the line. Whether that be Kane or anyone after him. Yeah. So what happened? Where'd our teeth and claws go? Why did we just lay on our backs for the people in power? Why are we restrained by these paper restraints? These paper mache links that bind us? That everyone just agrees and lays down to follow this stupid fucking lie? We live in a dream. Canada. America, UK, Europe, it's all a dream. This isn't the real fucking world. Pretending that this shit's all just gonna work out, this mass production, mass consumerism, mass incarceration, almost. World's on house arrest and nobody even blinked an eye. No one knows who to shoot, maybe, or... Everyone really is just too scared now. Everyone's so fucking terrified. Rightfully so. There's a lot of big players out there. A lot of big names with big pockets and big agendas. But you know, the people with those big fucking minds, I can tell you, they're not big. Probably not very big, in the literal sense. Probably people who could show them just an inch of fear. Maybe more than an inch. There's been so much terror built up in the bigger part of society to fear the mighty dollar, those who possess it. So what happens if we scare the people who own the dollar? How do you do that? What do you do? Who's gonna listen? Who's gonna know what it means? It's a lot easier to find where your enemy's hiding if they're screaming in terror. And I think that that's important. We give the fear back. The conformity, the chains, they need to be ripped off. And I don't do this through a podcast, but more and more each day I think about it, and it's like, God damn. It'd be so much faster to just get names and bullets and a floor plan. You know, it's fucked up, but I actually really would just fucking murder every one of the bastards who just are keeping us in this cage. Because, why not? So many innocent lives get taken out by stray bullets. And then they got meaningless deaths. Go down as a villain, it's like at least some stray bullets got somebody who'd make a difference. At least the blood that would flow would change something, hopefully. It's all this needless violence. It makes me sick. Innocent people dying, people fighting over drugs. Makes me sick. And the politicians in their ivory fucking towers, looking down on the people of the land and their shit and blood and piss and their ignorance. It's like, fuck. No more of those. No more fucking ivory towers. That's what I want to see. While I'm still breathing, if it's the last two breaths, if I know I got one of those fuckers. But it'd have to be a big one. No, it'd have to be all of them. That's what I want. Probably never gonna act on that. But it's a hunger I've had for a long time. Pop, 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 pop. World's changed. Yeah, people are always looking to try and find a perfect system. Well, no, you're not gonna get that. You're just gonna get what you fucking live in at the time. And you can either change that, or you could wait for something that'll never happen. Somebody to come out with a fucking blueprint that's never gonna be acted on. Even if it is found. There's a lot of things that need to change and reform. It would be the best way to go. But how long does a reform last when you're up against an enemy who has all the fucking money and power in the goddamn world? Combined. Who is the fucking goddamn world? I'm just praying to God that they all bleed and die. Or that they can bleed and die. Because otherwise, it's like... Oh. I don't know. They're all equal to us in that regard. They can still starve. They can still be poisoned. Decapitated. Drawn and quartered. But they won't feel that.
Hey.
They won't feel that at all. Because the cushioning in their pockets prevents them from feeling anything that's real. Anything that's human. All humans have hunger for things that they've never had before. So even when the rich are full and fed, they're not satisfied. They want it all. And that's why they just keep on growing and growing and growing.
You? No, just wait.
What a painful thing to watch. What a very, very painful thing to watch. Be born into. This fucking waiting game. Where it's like, what do? You live a normal fucking life? Yeah, you can. That's what you're told to fucking do. But. Hey. But, why? It's just gonna end. You're just gonna be feeding the beast. You're just another fucking pair of feet. Set of flesh that. You sacrifice to the great beast. Whatever the fuck it is. Whatever the thing is that flips the price points in the market. Whatever the thing is that blew up JFK's head. Whatever the thing is that bought all the banks in the world. Fucking whatever it is.